Shalom and welcome to the Union of Messianic Jewish Congregations weekly Torah commentary series. I'm Jennifer from Kol Mashiach Messianic Synagogue in Melbourne, Florida. This week we're discussing Parashat Noach. Our text begins in Genesis 6. This week's Parsha Noach begins with the words, "These are the generations of Noah." Noah's genealogy, however, doesn't follow these words. It is found in the previous Parsha in Genesis 5. This phrase, "these are the generations of Noah," which should end the genealogy in Genesis 5, is instead found at the beginning of Parshat Noach, continuing the thread that weaves the narrative of God's plan for Israel through each Parsha. Last week in his commentary, Rabbi Dr. Joshua Brumbach spoke of beginnings. At the end of this week's Parsha, we see another beginning. Quietly tucked into one of the last verses of Noach is the template for God's plan of calling and leadership. It is also a reflection of the enduring concept in Judaism known as Lador Vador, from generation to generation. We all know the story that has been handed down throughout thousands of years of Jewish history. Then Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says Adonai, God of Israel, from ancient times, your fathers, Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, lived beyond the river and worshipped other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through the entire land of Canaan and multiplied his offspring. Abraham was called out of a pagan land and left his family and his people to go to Canaan, the land that God gave to him and his descendants. But the end of Parashat Noach gives us a more detailed version of the story. Genesis 11:31 begins with these words, Vayikach Terach, and Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. The opening two words, Vayikach Terach, and Terah took, show us that it is Terah that begins the journey from Ur with Lot, Abram, and Sarai in tow. He is the one that gathers his family and leaves behind his country. The verse continues, Vayitzu Itam, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. In the second half of the verse, we see a shift. It is no longer just Terah. Now the verb Vayitzu, and they went forth, is in the plural form. The commentaries say that this shift from the singular verb, he took, in the beginning of the verse to the plural, they went forth, is indicative of the action of Terah and Abram together. This verb transition leads us into next week's Parsha, where the action of the story is solely focused on Abram. What this single verse reveals in the Hebrew is a passing of the baton from Terah to Abram. In a relay race, the shot goes off and the race begins with one person running with the baton. As the first runner prepares to pass the baton to the next runner, both run alongside each other, for however long, gripping the baton together. The handoff occurs, and the previous runner slows their pace while the runner with the baton now picks up speed with the next runner in view. The race continues from runner to runner, but every pass of the baton is a beginning for someone. This is the pattern of the story that God is weaving throughout time. There is always a beginning of each person's story, where they must leave what they know, the comfortable life that they have created, and choose to follow God. This can be found throughout the biblical narratives of the calling of Abraham, the Exodus from Egypt, and the beginnings of the body of Messiah. There is always a passing of the baton, a point where the originator of the story overlaps with the next main character. Today in our Parsha, it goes from Terah to Abram. At Simchat Torah, we read Deuteronomy 34:9, where the baton passes from Moses, who led the people out of Israel through the wilderness with Joshua walking alongside him, to Joshua, who leads the people into the Promised Land. In the Brit Chadashah, the baton passes from Yeshua to Peter, who is tasked with leading the burgeoning assembly of Messiah in Jerusalem after 3 years of walking together with Yeshua. This is how we must understand the concept of Lador Vador, from generation to generation. There is not an abrupt beginning and ending to each generation's purpose and calling, but each person's life and work become part of the collective effort that shapes God's purpose for their generation. Every person in each generation has their beginning, where they race at maximum speed with the baton. The next generation begins to run as they see the first generation racing toward them. They run alongside each other, legs pumping furiously so as not to lose any ground, both runners' hands gripping the baton tightly. As the baton is passed, the first generation begins to slow as they watch the next generation take off with speed and energy toward their destination, and the cycle continues. The Mishnah includes a famous quote, "It is not your duty to finish the work, but neither are you at liberty to neglect it." We all have a part to play in God's plan. Terah, the idol maker, left the pagan land of his birth where he had established his family and livelihood and took Lot, Abram, and Sarai to Haran. It was in that journey that Abram ran alongside his father to Haran, where Terah let go of the baton for Abram to continue on with the journey to the land of Canaan. Both men had a part to play. Without each individual fulfilling their part of the story, the narrative changes. As Mordechai says to Esther, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place." God's plan and story will continue, with or without you, but you are called to run a specific part of the race. Hebrews 12 says, "Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also get rid of every weight and entangling sin. Let us run with endurance the race set before us, focusing on Yeshua, the initiator and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God." You have a part in God's story. For some, your race has already begun. Hold tight to the baton, working diligently at the tasks God has given you, and keep your eyes focused on the runner that waits ahead. If you are the next runner, the next generation, you must begin running now. Don't wait until the baton is handed to you to find ways that you can make an impact in your congregation and community. Service is never stagnant. Run alongside those in ministry and learn from them, benefiting from their knowledge and wisdom to create a seamless handoff of responsibilities. Know when it is time to let go of your baton and when it is time to take hold of it and bring new energy to the race. When you are called to, pass it on. This is Jennifer signing off and wishing you Shabbat Shalom. For more commentaries like this one, visit umjc.org/commentaries.